Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Deeksha Saxena, and today we will be discussing about the significance of India's BRICS presidency, a platform for global South leadership. We have with us Professor Anshu Joshi, international affairs expert. Professor Joshi, welcome to Akashwani News.
Thank you so much, Deeksha.
Professor Joshi, India has assumed the presidency of BRICS and has formally launched the logo and website of BRICS on 13th January, that is yesterday, and it was launched by the External Affairs Minister of India, Dr. S. Jaishankar. So before we delve into the discussion, I would also like to inform the listeners that the theme for India's BRICS chairship this year is Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability. It draws inspiration from Prime Minister's Humanity First and People-Centric Vision for BRICS. So before we progress in the discussion, let's first listen to what the External Affairs Minister had to say as he was describing the logo and theme of BRICS.
Inspired by the guidance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, our chairship theme, Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability, reflects our belief that cooperation among BRICS members can help address shared challenges in a balanced and in an inclusive manner. The logo that we unveiled today reflects this approach. It combines elements of tradition and modernity, and the petals incorporate the colors of all BRICS member countries, representing unity in diversity and a strong sense of shared purpose. The logo conveys the idea that BRICS draws strength from the collective contributions of its members while respecting their distinct identities. The BRICS India website, which has also been launched, will serve as a common platform during India's chairship.
Professor Joshi, we just heard the External Affairs Minister. First, could you explain the theme to us and how relevant is it in the current geopolitical scenario?
Deeksha, that's a very good question, of course, and we all are very happy to see the logo, theme and website of BRICS 2026 to be hosted by India, unveiled by our External Affairs Minister yesterday, and he reiterated the commitment of India towards finding out sustainable solutions of various global challenges. And he also mentioned that how the theme, which is Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability, is taken from the message of our Honorable Prime Minister that he has been giving from different international platforms. And India keeps reiterating, Deeksha, that countries should work together to tackle different global challenges. And this theme, if we look at it, is multidimensional and it aims to strengthen shared growth among the nations. It supports green development and promotes new technologies, innovation that can benefit all stakeholders and people of this planet Earth. And the theme also highlights the significance of mutual respect, trust, unity and people-centric progress, which is vision of our Prime Minister. And that's what he is trying to extend to all the BRICS members. And definitely this theme and the approach also reflects India's priority to make BRICS such a platform that can improve different global welfare objectives and can address different global challenges in inclusive and sustainable way.
Professor Joshi, also, I would like you to talk about the history of BRICS, because initially it was BRIC, then BRICS, and in 2024, it expanded and included a number of countries, becoming the full members of BRICS from 1st January 2024. And in 2025, January, Indonesia also joined BRICS as a full member, while Belarus, Bolivia, Kazakhstan, Cuba, Malaysia, Nigeria, Thailand, Uganda, and Uzbekistan were inducted as the partner countries of BRICS. So now this year, when we are having this BRICS summit in India, do you feel that also try and include more and more countries? And how is BRICS being strengthened by the inclusion of more and more global South countries?
It's a very good question, relevant questions, considering South-South cooperation. And we have been observing how since 2006, BRICS works as an intergovernmental organization of all the leading emerging economies, which serve as a major platform for different political, diplomatic and economic coordination among the global South nations. And when we look at the objective, core objective with which it was established, originally, it was established to contain the assertance or dominance posed by the Western countries and institutions also. And BRICS is powerful because it represents approximately 45% of world's population and over 35% of global GDP. And originally, the founder members were Brazil, Russia, India, and China, which joined BRICS in 2006-2009. Then we saw how South Africa joined BRICS in 2010, and this was seen as the first expansion of BRICS. In 2024, we saw the further expansion in which Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, and UAE joined BRICS. And in 2025, we have seen that how Indonesia has joined the Forum of BRICS, with which its continental reach or its geostrategic reach can be seen in a significant way. And all these, we can see that the member nations are all emerging economies which are working together since a long time to not only ensure global peace, development and security. They also promote infrastructural development, fight against terrorism and global governance reforms. So we can see that how there are 11 member nations from different parts of the world, and they all are working towards strengthening South-South cooperation and increasing the voice of these emerging economies at the global level. So this group definitely plays a critical role in shaping a multipolar world order and reforming the existing international institutions, including United Nations. And that's what India also has been giving as a message from the platform of BRICS. And we are going to host the upcoming BRICS summit. I'm hopeful that some more new nations would join BRICS as full members. And it will extend its reach also. And in terms of its strength also, we would see a positive rise.
Before we progress any further, let's first listen to what the External Affairs Minister had to say while he was introducing the theme and significance of India's chairship of BRICS in the 20th year.
I'm extremely pleased to welcome you all this morning to the formal unveiling of the logo, theme and website for India's chairship of BRICS for 2026. India's BRICS chairship will seek to bring together the potential of BRICS countries for greater global welfare. Friends, when India prepares to assume the BRICS chairship in 2026, we do so at an important moment in the grouping's journey. In 2026, BRICS will complete 20 years since its inception, during which it has steadily evolved into a significant platform for cooperation among emerging markets and developing economies.
So as we just heard the External Affairs Minister, I would also like to draw your attention to another very important point, which the minister also mentioned, that the BRICS countries' partners would build resilience in agriculture, in health, in disaster risk reduction, in energy and supply chains. How important it is for India to take a lead and ensure that the energy and supply chains remain undisrupted.
Yes, we have seen since the times of COVID-19 that how, including India, other nations of the world have been facing a major economic and other types of challenges, including political challenges because of the disruption in supply chains. And if this was not enough, then we saw two open theaters of war that also weakened the supply chains. And this is the high time when the supply chains need to be made in a very resilient format so that they should not be able to pose any kind of economic or political challenges to different nations in the world. And that's where India has been working with other like-minded nations, both bilaterally and multilaterally. So be it the sector of agriculture or pharma, vaccine manufacturing, I mean, related to pharma itself, or like making our supply chains resilience from energy's point of view. India also has been working on not only making the existing routes and supply chains resilient. India is also working with other nations to work on new supply routes, which can help in making these supply chains resilient further. So that's where I think that what our External Affairs Minister has stated actually provides a significant, you know, peek into what India has been trying to do in terms of making the supply chains resilient through innovative technologies, also through cooperation, both bilaterally as well as multilaterally and from the platform of BRICS. In the last summit also, this particular point was raised, and our Honorable Prime Minister has been making this point, a part of his address during, you know, different BRICS summit. This is going to be another significant area where India would like to work with the member nations of BRICS and other like-minded nations, not only from Global South, but for that matter, from northern part of the world also, because this is one area which affects all the, you know, nations equally across the globe.
I would also like to speak to you about the new development bank, which was founded by the BRICS countries. And the minister said that India remains committed to supporting the activities and efforts to further strengthen the bank as a credible, responsible and financially sustainable institution. Could you talk about the new development bank, which was founded by the BRICS countries, and explain about the bank to us?
This new development bank was formerly known as the BRICS Development Bank. And this is a very significant initiative of BRICS. It's a multilateral development bank, which is operated by the five BRICS member nations. And its primary focus is to like lend or provide aids to infrastructural or developmental projects with authorized lending of up to, I think, 35 or 40 billion USD annually. So South Africa hosts the African headquarters of the bank, and it has a starting capital of 50 billion USD, and the wealth could be increased to 100 to 150 USD over the next few years. Brazil, India, China, Russia, South Africa, they have initially contributed USD 10 billion each to bring the total to this, USD 50 billion at present. And as of now, we can see that over 60 projects are underway with an investment of USD 15 to 20 billion. So in 2021, we have also seen that how Bangladesh, Egypt, UAE and Uruguay, they joined this new development bank. And it also works towards contingent reserve arrangement also, which is a framework for protecting against the global liquidity pressures. So NDB is a flagship, a project or initiative of BRICS, which actually brings it closer to stick to its core agenda, which is related to economic security and development of the Global South nations.
Lastly, Professor Joshi, since we are progressing towards the end of the discussion, I would like to have your views on one very important fact that today, in the current geopolitical scenario, many multilateral organizations are proving to be not so effective. So how do you think, like in your view, do you think that BRICS, it's expanding and it's trying to keep itself relevant to the world at the current stage?
Yes, indeed, because amid the tumultuous situation in the world, wherein every day we see that a new theater of violent conflicts opens in one or the other part of the world, and we all are observing how, on one hand, the countries are struggling with their own internal economic and political challenges, like what we are observing in Bangladesh and countries like Nepal and Pakistan. And on the other hand, we also see that how the other countries are intervening into the internal matters of some countries, like what we have seen in the episode of Venezuela. And amid all this, when the world looks forwards to the international institutions like United Nations, we do not see any solid action from these institutions, which brings a big question mark on the relevance of institutions like United Nations. India has been raising its voice since a long time to bring in much needed reforms in the leadership and governance of these international institutions. India also has presented parallel models or alternative solutions to, you know, how we can bring these reforms without any challenges to in these international institutions. Amid this, when United Nations is under a serious question mark, BRICS definitely proves its relevance, at least in the economic and the domain of, multilateral cooperation, by ensuring the mutual respect for each other, peace, security, and working on the agenda items set by, BRICS, as in the core objectives of BRICS. So that's where, when India is going to host this important summit, definitely it's going to be one of the core objectives. And I think our External Affairs Minister and our Honorable Prime Minister have also stated this particular time and again from different platforms, including that of BRICS, that this is the high time when global reforms are needed in institutions like United Nations. And BRICS, by like pushing the voice of Global South through all the member nations in United Voice, definitely is contributing to this particular objective.
Listeners, you can listen to this program on our mobile app News on AIR and on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. Professor Joshi, thank you so much for sparing your valuable time and giving us such deep insights on this very important subject. Thank you for joining us for Spotlight tonight.
Thank you so much, Deeksha.
Spotlight.